How you doing today, sir?
My pleasure. Doing well.
So the question I have for you, I was thinking earlier, when did I buy into this team being legitimate? Is they weren't going to have the collapse that we've seen the last 14 seasons. For me, it was the end of July when they went to New York and won 2 out of 3 and then went to Tampa and won 2 out of 3. Has there been a moment for you when you saw them and say, yeah, this team's not going away?
Not really. Every day, the first thing I do is look at the box scores, and I see some of those averages, and naturally, the first thing you want to say is, you know, how is this happening? Happy that it's happening. You know, there's no doubt about it. But can they keep getting that one hit at the right time? And the job that Buck's doing is just tremendous when you talk about one-run ball games and extra-inning games. Just cut those in half and we'd have no chance. I mean, if we were 500 in those ball games, you'd be 5 or 6 games away from the Yankees or Tampa Bay, both. And that's where the games are won. Buck had me speak to his coaches the past 2 seasons in spring training. And as we talked and the staff talked, the importance of one-run games is just tremendous. I had said, and I don't want to bring up the old days, but the year that we won 109 ball games, we were 40-16 in one-run ball games. You cut that in half, we had won the division by something like 15 games. But if you cut that in half, we wouldn't even been in the playoffs. So that's how important that is. And the Orioles this year and Buck have done a tremendous job in that category, and that's what's got us there, and I hope that keeps us there.
Hey, Earl, I know you've been down to the ballpark a few times this season alone, particularly because your statue was unveiled recently, and now you're here, obviously, to celebrate Cal Ripken's statue and also to celebrate Cal and Eddie tonight. Can you sense the excitement again? You've been here when the team's been a winner. You know what that feels like. Do you feel it again?
Well, yeah, I do. naturally, I haven't gone to many ball games here, and I catch every one I can on television. We get the Yankee games. We get the Tampa Bay games on television down there, and then whatever one of the networks or ESPN would put on. Naturally, I have the the television on during those ball games. And yes, it's very exciting. I sit in a chair and the hands start sweating. And, you know, really, it's exciting for me to just have them there. And I know it's got to be exciting for the city. I hope the fans catch on. I understand that the Yankee series, as usual, is mostly sold out. But I wish we could draw for some of the other teams. I know. Probably going to have to draw big for Tampa Bay because it just might boil down the way the Yankees are going, that it might be between the Orioles and Tampa Bay.
And I understand that they've gone ahead and changed the pricing for that Tampa series. Throwback pricing, that will certainly help. But, I mean, I think about tomorrow when I think about the Yankees being here, first place on the line, it's September, and Cal statue going in. This is the biggest regular season game since I don't know when, since before 97, I guess.
Well, that could be. Naturally, we want the fans out there in the stands. What most important is what's going to happen on the field. Hope we can hold our own and pick up a game or two during these series. And that should bring some people into the ballpark. Most important thing is D'Angelo's family has done just about everything they possibly could to strengthen the team and to bring the fans into the ballpark. What a gesture this is, just for the ball players themselves. If this works, if the price cut works and get some people standing in the stands rooting for them, and certainly they should be throughout the city. I know one thing, I can't wait to get out to the park. I don't know how long I'm going to be in Baltimore, but I'm certainly going to be out there rooting.